From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The UN Security Council agreed to sanction North Korea over the weekend after reports the country successfully tested two intercontinental ballistic missiles in the last month. The sanctions would cut North Korea's exports by roughly $1 billion. These new penalties are backed by China, which accounts for nearly all of North Korea's trade. China has often resisted North Korean sanctions in the past. The BBC's Mike Powell filed this for us from Seoul.
Chinese state media is reporting that the new sanctions will be limited and criticizes the USA's so-called arrogance. The sanctions ban North Korean exports of coal, iron, lead and seafood. As Tom Byrne, the head of the Korean Society in the USA, explained to us, China used to have a much better trade relationship with North Korea.
At one time, North Korea was considered to be a strategic asset for China. I think that asset quality has deteriorated. Companies in the province that border North Korea do get access to cheap, high-grade coals, but the economy as a whole does not really benefit from economic exchanges with North Korea.
Well, despite a similar UN ban on coal exports into China last year, trade between the two countries has actually been rising.